What is up, my homies? Welcome back to another episode of Don't Skip Legs. So it's been like 13 months since I've said that line. So welcome back. This is kind of crazy that it's happening right now, but I really miss you guys. And I'm sorry for the super long hiatus. I will get into why that happened. And yeah, but I'm happy to be back right now. I'm happy to talk to you guys. I'm happy that I even remembered the password to the Instagram account of Don't Skip Legs. So I could post on there and be like, hey, should we like run it back real quick? I like miss talking to you guys, and I know I'm basically just in my room talking to a microphone, but in my head I'm talking to you guys and you're talking back to me because, you know, the voice is in my head. But we're gonna have some fun and we're gonna bring this back, and I can't promise weekly, but I can promise that episodes will come out, and still Wednesdays, because I like those days. I don't know, it feels nice, middle of the week, like let's chat to each other, let's grab some coffee, 8 a.m. Wednesday morning, and let's sit and chat. But yeah, so we'll figure out a schedule, maybe not figure out a schedule, maybe it's just like, whoa, here's Don't Skip Legs today, and then it's like 2 weeks later and it's like, oh, Don't Skip Legs again. And then it's like a month later, Don't Skip Legs. We'll see. Okay. But I want to be consistent. It might just take a minute to get back into it and like figure out topics to talk. And again, if you guys want to like DM me some topics to talk about, because I'll talk about anything, but just to like get us kickstarted again on what you want to hear. Cause obviously I want to give you episodes that you want to hear. I don't want to really just like talk some shit in a mic, you know? All right. So if you guys, you know, remember, I'm pretty one cut on these. It doesn't get edit. My brain is super crazy half the time. I don't know what I'm saying. I'll ramble. I'll go into stories. I might curse a lot. Like, that's just me. And we're very raw. And yeah, on here. So let's have fun. Let's get into it. I asked you guys to ask me questions on Instagram. And I have those. I'm not sure if I should get into that, considering it's like basically, I'll give you a little rundown about the past 13 months. What about we do that? And then, but some of these questions do say like, where have you been? So, okay. So I was getting swallowed up in the social media creative burnout back in March of last year. And it just like, I was not finding any, like, I wasn't passionate about it anymore. I felt like I was just putting content out there to like make a video, but also it wasn't anything that I liked to post. And I was trying to switch over to running. Obviously you guys know that I was trying to switch over to running content. Some people liked that. Some people hated that. I was getting a lot of unfollowers. So I was getting so in my head about what was happening, and I was like dropped by my brands because just because contracts ended. It wasn't like they were like, buy a layer, you don't have enough followers. It was just contracts ended and they were like, hey, we're not going to renew right now, we're going in a different direction. Fine. And so then I got a social media manager and we were kind of working together on some ads, but like, again, I just like had no motivation to even film those ads. I was like, I don't really want to film stuff, just put ads out there to you guys. Like, I want to be real and I'm not taking this, you know? Yes, it's money for me, but again, I don't want to do that to you guys. I don't want to be like, oh, this is what I take and here, you guys take it, but I've literally never even put it in my mouth before, you know? So I don't want to lead any of you guys in the wrong direction, and you know I'm all about positivity in the gym and feeling good, and I never want to promote any like toxic shit. And that's kind of what was being like thrown at me to promote. And I was like, I just can't do it. Or like, just, you know, so I was in that burnout. And then I felt like I didn't have much to talk about on here, because that burnout, like when leading to a little like, you know, depressive episode, we know me, if you know that, like the fact that I'm bipolar, like it switches all the time. And that was a deep one last March. And I was just crying all the time, figuring out what I wanted to do. And I was trying to like really streamline things that I had passion in, and obviously fitness. And if social media wasn't working out in that like court and I was teaching, I was thinking and brainstorming like working in fitness events, like planning events and shit like that. I love planning things. I love planning my birthday parties. That's a big thing I do every year. You know that? I still have the disco balls hanging up from January's birthday party. And that is honestly only because my ceilings are so tall and my friend that is 6'5" basically put them up there, and I have not asked him to come over and take them down yet, which I really should do now that I'm staring up at them. But I'm very extravagant. I like to plan things. So I was thinking fitness is my passion. Planning things is like a good passion, good like thing to go into, you know? And so I was talking to people around town, and this is a small town, Newport. Everyone knows everybody and everyone has links to everything. So I had one lady in my class tell me that she had a friend that owns an event planning company, and they're like, you know, rebuilding their company, like doing, like hiring new people, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, oh my God, like I'll talk. And it was primarily parties and weddings, not fitness. And I was just like, okay, this is a step in the door. I'm going to take this opportunity. I'm going to talk to her. Like, let's see what happens. And then hopefully this can lead to fitness events. And so I do the talks, I do the conversations. I was very into it. That was like end of March. I started early, like I think like April 2nd of last year. So like April 2nd, 2024. And it was the start of a new month. And I was like, here we go, start of a new chapter. Like, let's get into it. And I started off part-time. So I could have had time to like, you know, hop on the pod and tell you guys what was happening. But I was so living in the moment, obviously. And I was trying to figure out myself still, like entering this new like lifestyle and falling back on social media and trying to focus on like stability and like 9 to 5. Like, that's what I was looking for. I was, you know, 25 years old, and I'm like, you know what? Like, brands are saying bye to anybody nowadays. Views are dropping. I want some stability. We all want financial stability. Like, money. We all want money, this fucking world. And so I wanted the stability. I ended up going into like starting this job, went in for like 3 days a week from like April, and then July I went full time, 9 to 5, full on wedding season, like craziness. And just like, I'm such a like go, go, go person. And like, you throw anything at me, I'll do it. You tell me to jump, I'll jump, because like, that's the person that I am. And I love to be like that. I love to be chaotic. I love to go here, there, whatever, do anything. And so that was like hype and good. And I was starting a new life. And that's what was really happening there. And it was a good life for a bit, with work. And I think there was, you know, during the summer when I started full time in July, there was also a person that came into my life in July. And so I had a very chaotic July and August. And it was like, I was like head on a swivel. I was having a little love life going on. I was having like big responsibilities at work, and I feel like I was thriving. And then kind of like down season hit from weddings, and my little lover boy had to move away, and obviously that broke me to pieces. And so all of like the down season happening in like September, and the boy and everything, just like depleted my mental health. And that's not anything on anybody, it's just me. Like, it's, I slowed down and I felt loss. And then I was also training for Marine Corps Marathon, and I was trying to just motivate myself to keep training, to keep running when I'm like hitting this down spot again in life. I was on such a high, and again, bipolar, you're on such a high half the time, and then it's like, whoo, you're down. And you like, it sucks to be down. Obviously any kind of depression sucks being down. No, like, I wish that on nobody. Nobody wants that. And so I was just on such a down. I didn't like, I wanted to record my Marine Corps Marathon training because that's what I wanted to put out to you guys. And I just like, every single run I did, I just needed to be alone. I just like needed to put headphones in and like not think. Or like every run I would cry, or like every run I'd feel pain in my shins. That was a big one. Oh my God, because I was putting so much stress on my body through everything that was going on. I was like in PT, my shins are fucked up. Listen, I wore Saucony shoes to train for this marathon because I was like, oh, like, oh my god, I didn't even, like, the Newport Marathon last year in April, I didn't even tell you guys that. I went my fastest time. That was a baller race until the end, and I fucked up my legs. So that was another reason I was, like, out for the count and not motivated to do social media, because I couldn't even run from April, the end of April, whenever that race was, to June. And I was, like, in PT, and I was, like, lifting light and sad that I couldn't run and trying to figure out a new job. Like, it was just so much going on at once. And then I was on the high, and then I was on the low. And then, yeah, so anyway, Saucony shoes, I thought that the Nikes messed me up, and, like, that's what hurt me for those last, like, you know, like, I thought that's what gave my knee out on that April marathon. And so I was like, oh, I'm gonna switch up my shoes, like, fuck the Nikes, blah blah blah. And so my friends, like, wear Saucony, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna try these. Bro, I swear to you, those fucked me up more than the Nikes. Like, I went back to the Nikes for this half marathon training block, no issues except my hip, but that's another thing. That's hip stress. But fuck Sauconys. I'm sorry. If you like them, like, to each his own. We all have our shoes we like. You probably hate Nikes. But that's just my preference. And I swear to God, it messed my shins up so much. And it made me just hurt. I didn't even think that I could do the marathon, the October marathon. Like, I really didn't think I could do it. Even, like, I wasn't running. I physically couldn't run. I was in so much pain. And the day before the shakeout run, like, I'm in DC. Like, that's so far away from me. I flew there. I'm in DC. I'm running with my friends. And, like, at, like, the shakeout run, we're doing 3 miles. I was in so much pain. I was trying to just shut up. Like, I was with my friend, and I was, like, holding back the tears and just in so much pain. I was like, this is not happening tomorrow. Like, this is really not happening tomorrow. I woke up. I put my Nike Alpha Flies on. Listen, you know, the best race day shoes, in my opinion. And went out there. Literally no pain in the Alpha Flies. Literally, it was not my fastest race by any means. We were hit 4 hours, and that's all I wanted was, like, 4 hours or sub four, like, something, like, right under that. And that was, like, my time, my previous time before was a 3:38. So literally not my fastest time, still just a really good time, because I ran out there, I did a marathon. And you got to be proud of yourself for all your accomplishments, you know. Don't look at the time. I was a big swimmer, and everything was, like, time-based, obviously, and you look at those times and you're like, I fucking suck. And you're like, no, you know what, I just did that race, and I just won it for myself, because, you know, you're that bitch. That's all I gotta say there. But yeah, so October in pain, November, it starts to hit the seasonal depression out here in Newport, Rhode Island. Bro, that gray hits in, and, like, the work, just, again, down season, and it was just, everything was draining. I was just in a desk, 9 to 5, watching the hours go by, planning weddings that were coming up in this upcoming summer, like, I guess, like, starting in June, and just, like, no, like, I'm like, this is really not my passion. Sitting here at this desk is, like, not my passion, and that's okay. You know what? That is totally okay. And I get that we have to do 9 to 5s and do corporate life to make our money and find that stability. And so I stuck it out, but I was really not happy. And you know me. How many episodes on here? Probably every single episode. We've had 2 seasons. Every single episode on here, I have straight up talked about, if you are not happy, leave. Because if you are not happy, you are not you, and you're not your best self, and you're actually ruining yourself, and you're ruining your surroundings. Plain and simple. And that shit was happening to me. And I am not one to be, like, it was giving a little toxic environment, okay? And it just, like, I mean, in my own head, like, you know? And I am, again, the person that stands up for myself, and I need to be myself. And so, you know, I stuck it out. And this past March, I had one of my good friends, Heather, that teaches at Mend with me. She comes to me and she's like, I'm going to open up a studio in East Greenwich, Rhode Island. And I want you, and only you, to be the studio director, manager, planner of the retreats, all of that good stuff. Teacher, all of that. She's like, I want you to be next to me. I want it to be us. And I was like, holy shit. Like the manifestations came true. I literally made a vision board in December before New Year's. I sat on my floor. I made a vision board. I gorilla glued that shit to the board. It did get on my leggings. I still have a little glue on my leggings. And you know what? That's fine. That's going to be like that. I pick at it every time I wear them. But I was like, I need this posted to this board. I'm not showing anybody this board. So this is like me talking about it. Like, but no one's seen this board. And I have pictures on there of like studios and small business, big heart, and like opening of a gym and stuff like that. Because I was like, I want to, you guys know my passion and goal is to open a gym. And I was hoping 2025, like somehow, like I could find some investors and open up a gym. Like I didn't know how that was going to happen, but I wanted to put it on the vision board. I was going to figure it out, you know? And I was like, because I'm just not happy in the life that I'm in, and I want to go back to my passions. This was always to get to fitness planning, and I just want to get onto that course, and I feel like I'm getting away from that course. So when Heather said that in March, I was like, okay, here we go. Like this is God sent coming to me saying, this is it. And this is literally like the pictures that I have on my vision board are what like our studio is going to look like. Like that, like I believe in manifestation. I believe in the universe. Like I believe so big on like all of that shit. And it's here. It's literally here. And my life is now changing again. And I'm going into a different routine. I have stopped the 9-to-5, but I'm still working with the company just to like, you know, do some part-time work because I don't want to leave them high and dry for the season, you know? And so, bruh, like the fitness dream, the planning of retreats, bro, I get to plan retreats and we go to like Mexico, Costa Rica, like Greece, like bro, that I literally said I've always wanted to do fitness planning. Not always wanted to do, but that's what my brain told me to do last year. And like, you're telling me this is here? And this is like, boom, into my lap. I was like looking at the job market, okay? What the fuck is going on in the job market? You literally need to know somebody. And like, even then, it's like, what the fuck? And so I am so appreciative of Heather for like giving me this opportunity. And I even had conversations with MEND, and I'm good to stay at MEND. So I'm literally doing my MEND classes that I deeply love, and I love showing up there every day. That was the thing. That is what got me through those 9-to-5 work days, is Monday night classes and Tuesday, Thursday, Friday morning, Saturday morning classes. Like that shit, teaching MEND classes, I was like the happiest. And I'm like, this is what I live for. On this stage, playing my raunchy ass music, like, this is what I'm here for. Also, I had a 10-year-old in my class the other day, and I was like so hyper aware of all my lyrics. And I'm like, wow, I'm a little scared for him. Just like, I hope he doesn't know what these words mean, but I'm sorry. It's my vibes and that's what's gonna happen. I had a friend like in the front row, and she was just like laughing and I was laughing, and I was like, oh my God. I'm like, all right, switch it to Justin Bieber, like Somebody to Love. Like at least put like some hype energy on there where it's like no curse words and it's not like fuck bitch. Like, but so anyways, this is what's happening right now, is that I'm more free in my schedule. The studio is coming together. It's going to open up May 17th. We got word on that today. So it's called Vibe in East Greenwich, Rhode Island. It's opening on May 17th. We're going to have fun with it. It's going to be amazing. And I'll be in Newport. I'll be in East Greenwich. I'll be vibing everywhere. And I'm excited for the new chapter. And with this new chapter, I'm like, guys, if I have this non-chained leg to a desk, I'm ready to hop back on the socials. I'm ready to talk to you guys again, because let's go through the new journey together, because it's fitness related. You know, that's what I'm here for, is to talk about fitness related, mental health related, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so let's start that shit up again. Let's go for it. But again, that's why like my schedule might be a little weird with dropping these, because who knows? I'm running a studio. I don't know what's happening. You know, it's a whole new life and we're going to figure it out together. And yeah. still a busy working woman, but and it's still going to be all over the place, but still want to make time for you guys and still have our chats and, you know, hang out. And yeah, so that's kind of like the update on that. The little summary of life that was like 20 minutes long. And now we can get into some questions. And I know some of them like definitely like ask about like where I've been. So like that's like, there you go. That's your answer. But you know what I really loved on here? And I love when you guys get involved and can talk to me too and like ask the questions again, because I feel like we are having conversations and hanging out together while I sit here, and I hope you're sitting in the chair across from me. But I got so many questions of like, how are you doing? Like, for real, like, we want to know, like, blah, blah, blah. And like, that's like, guys, like, thank you. Like, that touches me. Like, I like have tears to my eyes right now that like, you guys care, you know, because people like, it's so, people don't sit and ask, how are you anymore? And it's, you know, it's something that we should ask, and I should definitely be asking to more people and stuff like that. So like, it does like touch my soul when you ask, how am I? Because you guys care. And there was times where like, obviously with the social media rut, like I felt like nobody cared anymore. And that's so easy with anything in your life. You know, you feel like people don't care. You get in your head, you talk to yourself, the voices are saying people don't care about you. But like, I care about you guys and you care about me. And I love that for us. And so if we'll be honest in how I'm feeling right now, a little tired and drained. Because I'm starting a new chapter and I'm trying to figure out a new routine, but I'm also in the little lull of like starting up the part time of the job that I was doing and still teaching all the mend classes that I love. And then like also getting the studio organized for Vibe and going over there. So it's like a little weird like lull period. And I am also trying to enjoy like being outside as it gets sunnier and like do things that I haven't been able to do in literally a year because I was in a 9-to-5 and couldn't even be outside or like go to the bank or go, you know, and go see friends. It was just hard. And so right now, a little like tired drain learning the new life. Honestly, girls, because I know this is like mostly girls I listen to. Shout out boys too. We love you too. But this is for the girlies. Have you heard of period flu? Because like right now I have period flu. Like dead ass, I'm sitting here with a 101 fever on my period. And like, I was talking to my nurse friend and we were Googling it and it's literally called period flu. That's so weird. It literally just is like when you're on your period and it mimics the flu. I had a 101 fever last night. I went and taught class last night and I was like, holy shit, this 100 degree room is gonna take me out. I'm gonna go down. But honestly, I had a really good time on stage. I was hanging out. I was not fainting. I had so much water up there, so I wasn't gonna die. Energy stayed. Took some NyQuil, went to bed, woke up, went, taught class, like had a vibey morning, sat outside, did some work, and then 101 fever hit again. Like, so fucking weird. It's not like contagious. It's just me being on my fever, like being on my period and having a fever and like shakes and fatigue. Like, what the fuck? But at least this happens like while I technically don't need to be anywhere. Like, I can't slow down and I don't have to go to the gym if like I'm feeling like this, because again, bro, get the body to rest. I was just so go, 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 go. This is the lull that like I needed to like chill out before we go, 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 go again. Cause your body needs rest. We know this. And so that's kind of what I'm feeling right now. I'm very excited for the new chapter. Just kind of figuring out the new life. And, you know, let's see how it goes and we'll stick together. Will you be posting on TikTok more? Yes, I'm going to definitely try to start posting on TikTok more. I need to, again, get back into it and, like, find out what content I really want to post. Right now, there's some random videos just to some sounds, but, like, I want to get back to talking to you guys on there. So just kind of, like, in my spare time right now, thinking about a little social media strategy, what I want to do, what I want to say, blah, blah. And yeah, I had one question here. When's your next marathon? And that's going to be October 12th, Chicago Marathon. Woo. And a little scary. But this summer when I start training for that, I definitely want to bring you on for like the whole entire journey for Chicago, because like that's going to be fun. And that's something that we can do together if anybody else is doing Chicago, and we can vibe out and, you know, just post just post some shitty, like, some things like that, you know? I got a question of best coffee in town. If you ever heard of Newport, Rhode Island, you've heard of the Nitro Bar. I used to work at the Nitro Bar. My best friend Sam manages the Nitro Bar. My friend Audrey owns the Nitro Bar. Like, we're like, such a, Newport, Rhode Island is such a community out here. And I love this shit. I love walking down the street. I literally live across from Nitro Bar. That's like also walking down the street. And I'm like, okay, morning coffee. Walking out of Mend, because Nitro is right next to Mend, morning coffee. Like, and my favorite coffee to get, because I got the question of coffee order, is Nitro with caramel and almond milk. Like, tried and true. Like, I've been drinking that since probably 2021. Like, there at Nitro. In general, my whole life. You know those, like, when you're younger and you go to Starbucks and you get the, like, frappuccinos? Mine was always caramel. Like, that was my shit. And so, you know. Okay, so my mic just stopped recording. And that was annoying. I already recorded 25 minutes of this, so I'm gonna figure out how to like combine these two clips together, but I'm also not really good at technology, and that's why I do these all raw and unedited. No, I do that because this is how I talk and I can't go through and edit everything I talk. I'll think too much about it. But let me figure out how to put these clips together, and if I don't, so sorry if there's a part one and a part two. But I just talked for 25 minutes, and I'm not redoing that because, again, this is raw, unedited, and I liked what I said in the first clip, and we're not redoing that. That's, like, literally defeating the purpose. But anyways, we were talking about coffee, and I think, and community, and how I love being in this community here, this small town vibe, and just like knowing everybody and walking out the door and seeing everybody you know. And you know, some days I definitely like to avoid people, like we all do, but it's nice to like know a lot of people around and know that everyone, like if you ever need somebody, they're right there. That's cool about this town. And everybody here is like a badass bitch that like owns businesses and like is thriving in life and wants to do good for themselves. And that's how we all come together as a community, and we all support each other and have fun. So let's get back onto these questions. Are you going to make new merch? As of right now, I do not have plans to make new merch. But if you want to get new merch of the studio that we're opening, Vibe, let me know. I can send you something. Okay, you'd still have to buy it because, you know, money. But we could figure something out if you want it. Like, we got some Nalgene's coming in that say Vibe all over it. Like, it's cool. The logo's cool. It's green. It's kind of giving Don't Skip Legs green, but a little bit darker. That's obviously the color of, like, the best color out here. Except my favorite color is pink. But green is the best color too. Watermelon. That's how it's got to be. Someone said, I love your running outfits. Yeah, so honestly, I get all my running outfits from Lululemon. I am a Lululemon whore when it comes to running. All lifting outfits are Gymshark. Code LegsFit10 if you want to get a discount of 10%. But yeah, all gym clothes, Gymshark. All running clothes, Lululemon. Best running shorts from Lululemon, Fast and Free. I love the little slit up there. The slit up there. Okay, like, I love the little slit on the shorts. Because it's really freeing. It's fast and free. You're going fast. The shorts are free. You will if you get a little wing gust. Like, maybe a little butt cheek's going to come out. But that's okay, you know. Just, you know, everyone wants to see a little butt cheek when you're running. It's cute. It's the girls taking their power back, okay? Sorry if you see my butt cheeks at 8 a.m. at Run Club, you know? Enjoy. But I need to shut up. My mom's probably listening to this being like, Allegra, stop it. Mom, I'm 26. I could say that. Someone asked, what are your current training goals? My current training goals right now is probably just get back into the consistent vibes of lifting and taking off of the running. I did just finish the Newport half marathon in the like two weeks ago, I went speedy. I went a 140. That was my goal. Average pace of 738. It's so cool when you like hit your goals. And like, I just kept saying, I was like, I don't know if I could do it. I don't really know if I could do it, but I want the average pace to be 738. And I haven't even ran any of my longer miles in the 8 minutes, let alone sevens. And I would do track workouts and stuff like that, but I was like, I don't really know, but put the Nike Alpha Flies on and I guess we could zoom away. And I did it. Hip was hurting at mile three. And I was like, you know what? Shut up, hip. This is not what I'm here for. I'm here to succeed. And seeing the 140, seeing the average pace 738, seeing that all on the Strava, you're like, fuck, I did that shit. Again, always be proud of your accomplishments, no matter what time you go, no matter what pace you go. You fucking did that. You did a half marathon. You did a marathon. My friend was running the marathon. And so after the half, like, my roommate and I went over to the, like if you've ever run the Newport Marathon, like Rhode Island Marathon, and there's this one, like you go into Middletown and it's on Indian Ave, this like long stretch, and it's mile, like it's an out and back. So you're going up like mile 18, coming down on like 22 or 23 or whatever. And this is the loneliest road, literally the loneliest road. So we were like, we're definitely going out there. We want to cheer on other people. We want to cheer on our friend, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we get out on this road. The silence was so crazy. And I was like, why are not, like, people not out here? It's kind of, like, far away and it's not in Newport and blah, blah. But, like, if you're a runner and you're not running that marathon and you're a half marathon or whatever and you know that, like, that's the sad part, like, you should go over there and cheer. Like, we went over there, cheered. I put my music on my phone. I really wish I had a speaker. I was just bumping the class mixes and like yelling at people. I was like, here we go. Like, you got this. You're going to finish a marathon today. That's a fucking accomplishment today. You are so strong. You were so awesome. Like, just yelling that at them. And they, like, people were so happy. People were saying, thank you. You could watch them turn down their music and listen to you. I was like, you guys got this. Like, whatever you do, like, you ran a marathon this morning. Like, that's crazy. Like, people don't do that. Like, you're the shit. You know, I was just over there and I'm like jumping around. Like, my legs are hurting. But you know what? I'm here for these people. Is also the fitness instructor inside of me. So if you like ever race with me, I literally will cheer for the runners while I'm running. So I'm like, here we go, runners, like, we got this, blah, 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 like yelling so people can hear me, because some people just don't wear headphones, you know, a lot of people don't wear headphones. And then also when the crowds are out there, I'm cheering in the crowd because I'm like, here we go, like, I can't hear you, like, let's cheer, like, blah, because you want everybody hyped like that. Like, these races are fun, you know, like, everyone's out here accomplishing a goal. They're all running towards a goal. So let's like hype everybody up. Even if you're just watching, you're out there watching and like watching somebody you love accomplish a goal, you know, and let's hype you up to hype them up. So I don't know. I just, again, it's probably the fitness instructor inside of me that just wants to cheer on everybody and just hype them up. And I'm not saying I'm God sent, but I wanted to bring that energy. My friend running the marathon, we were like throwing nerd clusters at her at mile 22, just being like, here, let's have some fun, playing some music. Like, I was running around in slides. My roommates in her like platform Berks were like running around, just like hyping her up. And we're like, come on, girl, you got it. Here's some nerds. Like, or like videotaping each other. Like, it's just funny, you know, sometimes like marathons, you got to enjoy them too. You know, you're there for a reason. Enjoy it. Be in the moment. Blah, blah, all that good shit. So anyway, my current training goals to not run that much, only run Saturdays for run club, Corral Run Club, plug that. And then just do my lifting split of Monday, 25 minutes stairs, leg workout, then Tuesday. So Monday and Wednesday are both 25 minute stairs, leg workout. Tuesday is 30 minute tread, like incline, 12:30. And then actually I've been doing 9:30. And then back Thursday is the incline tread and then chested tries. Friday I tend to take off. Saturday I do run club and then sometimes I teach after that. So if I teach, I don't work out. And sometimes I honestly just don't work out, like go to the gym. I don't go to the gym at all on Saturdays. And Sunday is shoulders and incline walk. So that's like the current vibes with that. That's what I'm going to focus more into before I have to get back into constantly training miles for the Chicago Marathon. And I'm not sure when that training is going to start. Probably end of July, early August, I think. Work, love, life, mental health update. Well, we covered work. We covered some life and mental health. We could do we talk about the love? Do we talk about the bomb I dropped about July? Because I'm still hurting. Oh my God. I think that's too deep for me to like get into, but just know like the love is there. And there's a distance separation, which has to, you know, lead to a little no contact vibes. And trust me, I want to pick up the phone every single day to call him. But, you know, the universe will bring us together when it needs to. And if he ever finds this and listens to this, what up? Call me. Love to talk. Nothing bad there. No bad blood. Nothing but love. Nothing but care for each other. Just 3,000 miles apart. And love that I've never felt before. So that's what I'm going to say about that, because that could be a 3-hour long podcast about him. And I'm not putting that on blast. But, you know, love. We love love. We love it. We'll get off that one. So this one's, I'm so flustered right now. I'm like literally overheating because of that. Which wins have been your greatest recently, and how are they shaping your next goals? I would say the biggest, you know, wins at the moment is the getting out of something that was no longer fulfilling me and going to something that is going to be great and new and what's going to fulfill me and, you know, yeah. And I give big props to Heather for taking this jump to open up a studio, and love that she wants me to be her counterpart. And, you know, I'm so ready for this, and I hope that this is a big learning experience and great experience. And hopefully one day when I'm older and I can open up my own studio with the financials that I have, maybe one day, and do my indoor outdoor studio that I've always wanted and always the dream is. So I'm hoping that this is bringing me back on, because this is going back on my passion, my goals, that we're all leading in the right direction. So ready for the new chapter. Here's another big question is, the biggest lesson learned away from the pod. You know, it's been 13 months and learned a lot of lessons. I think it would be to go for what you want in the moment, switch up your life if that's kind of really what you want. If you then decide that's actually not the path for you, pick a new path. One thing about life is literally there's so many paths, and we can explore all of our interests, even if it fails. Adapt to change, figure out a new routine with that change. Don't let that change then take away from who you are, though. You are still you, and if you find yourself getting stuck in that hole or further and further away from what you want, and your happy self is just not happy anymore, it's literally, this life is so short, do not be miserable. Like, it's not worth being miserable. Life really can't be all work, no play. Like, you need to find that play. You need to find that life balance. You need to find what you love. And if you don't find what you love and you're in this shit, it's gonna fucking drain you. It's literally gonna drain you, and it's gonna hurt the people, gonna hurt you, gonna hurt the people around you. Like, it's not gonna be pretty if you're being drained. And so yeah, don't let life take away your passions and your ambitions and the smile on your face. Life's a roller coaster, and just know it's always going to go up. So I did write that out. So it probably sounded like I was reading, and I was reading. I just wanted to like have like a clear thing to say on that, because you know me, my rambling. Another question? This is going to be like our last question here is, how is balancing personal fitness and fitness instructor life going? Going great. it's going to obviously change because I'm going to be teaching a bunch of more classes, and I can give an update on that once I'm deep in all the teaching classes and deep in my own personal fitness goals and then training for marathons and stuff like that. But right now we found a good balance, especially when I was in the 9 to 5 at the desk. Like, I was like, Monday mornings I would go to the gym, I would do my workout, I would go to work, I'd come home, I'd teach my 7:30 p.m. class. Tuesday I'd wake up, I'd teach my class, I'd lift at night after work. Like I had the routine going, and it was a good solid routine. I had it how I needed it to be. Was I super busy all the time? Was it very strict? And I would cry if I was off the schedule. I'm like, yeah, a little bit. But it's, you know, I got used to it. And now it's changing again. And I'm going to figure out that change. I'm going to figure out how to put it all together. But okay, guys. this is cool. This is exactly what we needed, this talk. And I hope that you had fun. I had fun filming this, recording this. Not sure what I'm going to do with the first 25-minute clip and then the one that's 15 minutes. Literally, guys, you're going to be like, Allegra, just like put it in like iMovie or some shit. I don't even know. I literally don't even know. I'm probably saying the wrong things. This is like my brother knows computers. I'm going to go hit his line and he probably won't answer me, and then I'm going to be stuck, and then you guys don't get this Wednesday 8 a.m. and then, oh my God, and then I'm blaming it on Nico. I'm blaming it on my brother. So everyone say, Nico, what the heck? Or I'll just upload it in two parts and you guys just like, you know, figure it out. All right. Anyway, guys, I'm just rambling at this point. This was great. I'm going to go probably to bed because this 101 fever needs to break and I need to go chug so much water right now. I am thirsty. Okay, well, love you guys. I'll see you when I see you, and we'll figure out a schedule and we'll see how this does. And okay, bye.